Do we need a motion to go back to the council?
Councilman Rich, was there anything for public property?
We addressed all committees at this time. So I believe next on the docket would be returning to normal order in the council, which I believe would be Rule 41, public comment.
Okay. Lynn, is there anybody signed? We'll reconvene. Council's reconvene. Is anybody signed up for public comment, Lynn? I mean, I don't know if anybody's online, Phil. Okay.
This is Chris from MIS, Mr. President. I don't see anyone wishing to speak at this time.
Okay, so why don't we move on? We have announcement of appointments. There are none. Appointments requiring confirmation. Library Board of Trustees, Diane Urban. Do I have a recommendation from the appointments?
Favorable action, Mr. President.
For action, Councilman McAllister.
I move favorable action of Diane Urban to the Library Board.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Councilman McElroy, Councilman Ricks. Any discussion? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes.
The appointment stands approved. Next item on the agenda for Library Board of Trustees is Jeff Ursillo, committee report appointments.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
For action, Councilwoman Travis.
Yes, I move favorable action on Jeff Ursillo for the Library Board of Trustees.
Seconded.
Councilwoman Howe and Councilman McAllister. Any discussion? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes.
Appointment stands approved. Next item on the agenda is the appointment of Patricia Major to the Library Board of Trustees committee report.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
For action, this is Councilman Corley.
I would move favorable action. She is a public servant for a long time.
Thank you. Second by Councilman McAllister. Any discussion? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Abstain.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Eight yes, one abstention.
The appointment stands approved. Next item on the agenda is PCR 7120, a resolution relative to bids, committee report, finance. Favorable action. For action, Councilman Lattisa.
Favorable action on PCR 71-20.
I have a second, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman. Councilman Lattisa.
Yeah, I heard you. I heard you, Mr. President. First okay. Item. 2016-014, banking services, favorable action. 2017-064, state of Rhode Island, copiers, printers, and related devices, favorable action. 2018-247, Neptune cool water meters has become PCR 77-20. 2019-210, State of Rhode Island Telecommunication Services, favorable action. 2020-088, Police Medical Examination, favorable action. 2021-084, Police Undercover Operations, favorable action. Someone has an open mic.
That would be me. Okay. I'll shut mine off.
2021-042, Father Taroki Field Playground Renovations, favorable action. 2021-048A, Asphalt Concrete Hot Mixes, favorable action. 2021-048B, Asphalt Concrete Hot Mix, favorable action. 2021-051, Monthly Service and Maintenance for Composting Toilets, favorable action. 2021-057, Traffic Street and Pole Light Maintenance, favorable action. 2021-058, Elevator Maintenance Repairs, favorable action. 2021-059, Purchase Bulk Road Salt, favorable action. 2021-068, Collection Services for Taxes and Rescue Fees, favorable action. 2021-070, Paper Products, favorable action. 2021-074, Repair Pots for Snow Plows, favorable action. 2021-075, Gutter and Tube Type Brooms, favorable action. 2021-076, Repair Pots for Sand and Salt Spreaders, favorable action. 2021, Repair and Rebuild Hydraulic Cylinders, favorable action. 2021, Snowplow Blades, favorable action. 2021-079, Maintenance Service for Fire Department Air Compressors, favorable action. 2021-080, Vehicle Exhaust Removable System, 2 yes, 1 no for favorable action. 2021, Miscellaneous Police Gear and Equipment, favorable action. 2021-093 has become PCR 7820. 2021-102A, State of Rhode Island Paint, favorable action. 2021-102B, State of Rhode Island Paint, favorable action. 2021-103, State of Rhode Island Software, favorable action. 2021-104, State of Rhode Island Lamps Ballast, favorable action. 2021-116, State of Rhode Island Printer and Copier, favorable action. 2021-089, Munis Training, favorable action. 2021-097, Criminal Investigation, favorable action. 2021-115, Purchase of Existing Street Light Fixtures, favorable action. 2021-117, Workstations, Laptops, Tablets, favorable action. 2021-118, Medical Examinations, Police, favorable action. 2021-119, Magnet Forensic Training, favorable action. 2021-120, Rising Genesis Intelligent Training, favorable action. 2021-126, Police Detail Tracking, favorable action. Mr. President, your mic's not on.
Yeah, mic's not on.
I know that we've had discussion in finance on these matters. Is there any further discussion or questions on council members from council members as the consent calendar has been moved? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy? Mr. McElroy? Mr. McElroy? He's frozen again. Thumbs up works.
Keep freezing on the screen.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. Abbas?
Yes.
Nine yes.
Finance Committee docket's approved. Were there some items that were removed, Councilman Lasser?
Why are we
Mr. President, we just took a vote, I believe, only on the bids. We could proceed to the abatements, PCR 7220.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the consent calendar. There was a few.
You didn't.
That there was one that was. I see. I'm sorry, Councilman.
There's two items that were assigned PCRs.
Okay, so you want to, Mr. Waltz, you want to go to the other items for abatements before we go back to that? Those two items.
I defer to you, Mr. President, but.
Yeah, well, we just voted on the resolution for the bids that were put before us, but we'll continue on the consent calendar, PCR 7220 resolution relative to abatements. Councilman, committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 72-20, resolution for abatements.
I have a second from Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on abatements that were not had in committee? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe? Mr. Lattisaw?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
McElroy?
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Sure. Ms. Travis?
Yes.
It's nine yes.
Council President, if I may?
Yeah, so that's approved? Yes, Councilman.
Rather than jumping around now, is it possible for us to see if anyone objects to going past the 11:30 mark? That way we don't have to hop from.
Yeah, I my intent is to get through this, Councilman. So I think that's my intent. I think we can get through it. Okay. So resolution 7320 resolution relative to claims committee report, public safety.
Committee recommends for favorable action.
Favorable action. Okay. For action, Councilman Sinatra.
No, we held that to 9-9.
Right, but he's making a recommendation for favorable action. Now we're going to go to committee. That's the recommendation from the committee. Now I'm going to go to Councilman Sinapi for a motion, and then you're going to read off that they were held, and then it's going to be a consent. Okay. Right. Okay, go ahead. So I know your recommendation is that if you could move it favorable and get a second from committee members.
Committee recommends favorable action.
Seconded by
second.
Councilman Howe and Councilman Ricks. Go ahead, Councilman. Could you just tell us which items you held?
Yep. So the committee held the claim of Charles Adoyne, Stephen Prickett, Helen Bradshaw, Scott Hamer, all until September 9th, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. And I don't think that requires a vote if they were just announcements of being held. So, Attorney Walsh, I think we're on to the items that were held, correct?
Yes, so that was one of the three items. The other two are bids, bid 2018-247, which has become PCR 7720.
Okay, so I'll get a committee report on that from finance.
Committee had recommended favorable action with an amendment.
Mr. Chairman, that was item was recommended being held to September 9th.
Okay, so it was held September 9th. Okay, next item.
The second item held was bid 2021-093, which has become PCR 7820.
Okay, do I have a recommendation from finance?
The recommendation
that has recommendation with an amendment.
Okay. And could I have a motion? 7820.
We have a motion for with an amendment on a favorable action on 7820.
Do I have a second from Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe? Go ahead. Is somebody going to move an amendment?
Yes, the amendment was to grant a six-month contract, and the amount was modified to $20,000 at the request of the sponsor.
Do I have a second?
We have a second from Councilman McAllister and Councilman Howe.
I'm sorry. Could I have a discussion on this one, on the amendment?
Yes. Is Phil still here in the meeting? He'll be best to speak to it.
Available.
Phil, if you could speak to it, please.
I simply had requested that we give a 50% of what we had actually spent in fiscal year 2020. And when I ran the query on what we had actually spent, I had meant to filter it down to only those expenses for 2020, but somehow it got to the entire amount we have spent for the 3 years of the contract. So the amount spent was overstated when I recalculated it down to $40,000 as what we had spent in 2020. I'm now requesting 50% of that, which is $20,000.
Thank you, Phil. Is there any questions on the amendment? If not, a yes is to approve on the amendment, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Coeli?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to amend.
The amendment's approved. If somebody could move it as amended.
Move favorable action as amended.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. And Councilman Howe, any discussion as 7820 as amended? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Coeli?
Yeah.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes as amended.
At 7820 stands passed as amended. Next item on the agenda, we already had PCO 1420, so we'll move to unfinished business. PCO 1120, an ordinance in regards to approving the financing of the design, construction, repair, rehabilitation, equipping, and extension of the city's sewage collection system. It's for second passage, committee report, finance.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilwoman Howe or Travis could move it.
Favorable action.
He makes a motion to for favorable action, seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilwoman Travis. Is there Is there any discussion on second passage of PCO 1120?
I have a...
Yes, Councilman Coeli. Your mic's not on, Councilman. If you could click unmute. Thank you.
Okay. On the DEM priority list, the Buttonwoods Interceptor and the Cedar Swamp Interceptor are in the bottom 10 on their list, and they only total $5.4 million. And I don't know where the other $1.6 million is going. I just thought that I would inform the council of those facts.
Thank you, Councilman Coeli. Is there any other discussion on this? I know that these repairs are needed. There's a mic open. I don't know if it's Councilman Lattison or someone. Obviously, WSA needs the money, but I do not like hearing what we just heard about the extra money and not being given an explanation of that. I think we've seen this over and over through the years with WSA, and it's disconcerting because we have problems and then they have extra money and we don't know where it goes to. With that said, obviously I voted for it the first time. I'm gonna vote for it this time because I think we need the money. And we have urgent concerns with WSA, but I really would like this addressed the next time WSA comes before us with their quarterly report. I think that that's a fair question. And if they're not gonna use the money for that, for these projects, or there's extra money left over, I'd like to know where that money is going and what their priorities are. Unfortunately, with COVID-19, we haven't had a real chance to ask a lot of questions of the sewer authority. And I think a lot of us have a lot of questions, at least our constituents do. With that said, if there's no other questions for second passage or statements, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Abstain.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, 1 abstention.
PCO 1120 stands past second passage. Next item is PCO 719, Pension Board, Councilman Latta, well, committee report, finance, I don't believe it's drafted. Is that held till September 9th? Held till September 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1519 sub A, an ordinance regarding health insurance for the city employees as amended, committee report ordinance.
Hold to September 21.
Held till September 21. Next item on the agenda is PCO 2419, an ordinance in regards to one-way traffic on Alice Avenue, committee report, public safety.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman McAllister, if you could move it.
I move favorable action, but again, I believe this is for second passage. We already passed this in the June meeting, so okay. I'd like to get that cleared up.
For second passage.
You are correct, Councilman.
Is there any, so you're moving seconded by Councilwoman Travis. Is there any discussion on second passage of the ordinance regarding one-way traffic on Alice Avenue? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy, Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, second passage.
That's PCO 2419 stands past second passage. Next item on the agenda is PCO 2819, an ordinance in regards to no parking between signs in front of 301 West Shore Road on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. This is first passage. It's not drafted. Committee report, public safety.
I believe this was held to the September meeting, although we'd have to check with Billy to verify which date.
Okay, September 9th. September 9th, held till September 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 2919, an ordinance relative to tangible property tax regarding vacant storefronts. It's not drafted. Committee report, finance. I believe you're holding that to September 9th.
Hold till September 9th.
Hold till September 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 3019, an ordinance involving state law regarding utilized commercial property. First passage, it's not drafted. Committee report, public properties. I believe that's held till September 21st. Is that correct, Councilman?
Correct.
Okay, held till September 21st. Next item on the agenda is PCO 320, an ordinance amending Chapter 2, Article 1. It's for first passage, committee report, intergovernmental. I believe that's held till September 9th. Is that correct, Councilman?
That is correct.
Held till September 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 4-20, an ordinance relative to the installation of traffic control signs. That's for first passage, committee report, public safety. I believe that's held till September 9th.
That's my recollection as well.
Yes, it's held till September 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 820, an ordinance relative to the ratification of teacher contracts and support personnel contracts that's not drafted. Committee report finance, I believe that's held till September 9th. Is that right?
September 9th.
Held till September 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 920, an ordinance in regards to amending Chapter 4030, PCO 1818, smoking prohibited in public schools and on school grounds. First passage, it's not drafted, committee report ordinance. I believe that's held till October 5th. Is that right, Councilman?
Correct.
Held till October 5th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1020, an ordinance relative to the amendment of the Warwick Zoning Ordinance regulations for the installation of solar energy systems. That's not drafted. Committee report land use. I believe that's held till September 21st. Is that right?
Correct.
Held till September 21st. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1520, an ordinance in regards to the installation of no parking sign on Parkside Drive, erected 30 feet south of the intersection of Pleasant View Road. That's first passage. It's not drafted. Committee report public safety. I believe that's being held till September 21st. Is that accurate, Councilman?
Correct.
Held till September 21st. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1620, an ordinance relative to permitting and regulations, charitable donation bins. It's first passage, it's not drafted, committee report ordinance. I believe that's being held till September 21st. Is that right, Council?
Correct.
It's correct. Held till September 21st. Next item on the agenda is PCR 18219, a resolution regarding the lease of the Cooper Building. Committee report public properties. I believe that's being held till September 9th. Is that correct?
Right.
Held till September 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 19519, an ordinance relative to creating a commission to study health insurance benefits. That's committee report finance. I believe that's held till September 21st, Councilman. Is that right?
Correct.
Held till September 21st. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1120, a resolution relative to repairs to damage at Lippitt Park. Committee report finance, I believe that's held till September 9th. Is that correct, Council?
Correct.
Held till September 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1520, a resolution relative to school bonding consideration for the 2020 ballot. It's not drafted. Committee report finance.
The motion that was withdrawn. Motion to withdraw.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Committee makes a recommendation to withdraw.
The motion to withdraw, seconded by Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister. Any discussion on the motion to withdraw? If not, a yes is to withdraw, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisaw?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to withdraw.
PCR 1520 stands withdrawn. Next item on the agenda is PCR 2420, a resolution requesting that the Department of Public Works address the pothole, sinkhole, and drainage issues at Anglesey Community. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Recommend favorable action on PCR 24-20.
Seconded by?
I'll second.
Seconded by Councilman Qualley. Okay, is there any, I know we had discussion in committee. Is there any further discussion? If not, a yes is to approve the resolution, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Qualley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
No.
Mr. Lattisaw?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
No.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
No.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
5 yes, 4 no.
PCR 2420 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1920, a resolution memorializing the General Assembly to enact legislation authorizing the City of Warwick to issue not to exceed $10 million general obligation bonds, notes, and other evidence of indebtedness to the finance, the construction, renovation, improvement, alteration, repair, furnishing, and equipping of athletic and or recreational fields and facilities for the city's high schools, subject to approval of state housing aid at a reimbursement rate of the reimbursement rate or state share ratios of not less than 35% at the time of the issuance, and provided that the authorization shall be reduced by the amount of certain grants received from state bonding proceeds from the Rhode Island Department of Education or from the Rhode Island School Building Authority. Committee report, I believe that's held till September 9th, Councilman, is that right?
Yes.
Held till September 9th. PCR 3820, a resolution in regards to erecting a stop sign on Maywood Avenue to stop traffic entering onto Beach Avenue. It's not drafted. Committee report, public safety, I believe that's held till September 9th. Is that correct? Public safety.
I think that's accurate, but we double check with Walsh.
Okay.
September 9th.
September 9th, held till September 9th. Next item on the docket is PCR 4020, a resolution in regards to amending the City Council rules. That's not drafted. Committee report, intergovernmental. I believe that's being held till September 9th also. Is that accurate?
September 21st.
September 21st, I stand corrected. Held till September 21st. Next item on the agenda is a resolution addressing fiscal requests for education for fiscal year 2020-2021. Finance, that's not drafted. Is that held till September 9th? Finance? Councilman Lattiser, is that held till September
9th? Yes, September 9th.
Held till September 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 4920, now 2020-293, janitorial and cleaning supplies. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Given that it is 11:33, it would be in order of a unanimous consent motion to waive Rule 21A pertaining to discussion of items after 11:30.
Is there any objection?
No objection.
Okay. And no one's objection to continuing. Okay. So we're going to continue. So we're, Councilman, if you can move PCR 4920 2020-293 for favorable action.
Move favorable action on PCR 49-20.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on the janitorial and cleaning supplies? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
2020-293 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 5720, a resolution in regards to erecting stop signs at Winthrop Road at the intersection of Parkside Drive and Landon Road at the intersection of Parkside Drive. This is not drafted. Public safety, looking for a report. Is that held till September 21st?
Yes.
Held till September 21st. Next item on the agenda is PCR 6220, now 2021-050, professional auditing services. Committee report, finance.
Committee recommended favorable action with a 2-1 vote, 2 yes, 1 no. There is an amendment to the award.
Okay. Somebody want to move it favorable action? Councilman?
Favorable action on PCR 62-20 with an amendment.
And it's seconded by Councilman McAllister and Howe. Go ahead.
The committee recommended to amend the award to Clifton Lawson.
Okay, so there's a motion. Councilman McAllister, you want to make a motion to amend?
Yes, I make a motion to amend.
Okay, and the amendment is what?
To make the award to CLA, which is Clifton Larson Allen, and we're also going to change the contract award to $272,250.
Seconded.
Seconded. Okay, any further discussion on the amendment? If not, a yes is to approve the amendment, and the clerk will call a roll.
Mr. Marola?
No.
Mr. Corley?
No.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
No.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
5 yes, 4 no.
The amendment passes.
The
amendment passes. If you could move it as amended, Councilman McAllister.
I move favorable as amended, please.
Seconded.
Seconded by Councilman Howe. Any further discussion on this as amended? If not, a yes is to approve as amended, and the clerk will call a roll.
Mr. Marola?
No.
Mr. Corley?
No.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
No.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
6 yes, 3 no.
2020-050 stands passed as amended. Next item on the agenda is PCR 6720, resolution relative to claims. This is for Michael Ferreira. And could I have a report from public properties? I believe that's held till September 21st. Is that right?
Correct.
Held till September 21st. Next item on the agenda is PCR 6820, a resolution relative to claims. Mark Hool, Public Safety. I believe this is held till September 21st. Correct, Councilman?
Yeah, we kept switching around though. So we're
going to work with the attorney. Yeah. September 21st, I believe, unless somebody's correcting me, held till September 21st. Next item on the agenda is PCR 6920, resolution relative to claims. Sean Lavoie, that's a recommendation from Public Safety. I believe that's also held till September 21st. Is that right, Councilman?
It's held again, same issue that we
could yeah. around. Okay, so held till September 21st. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1720, an ordinance regarding vendor procurement. It's first passage and committee report finance.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Lattisaw. Is there any further discussion on PCO 1720, PCO... Yes, 1720 regarding vendor procurement. If not, a yes is to approve.
Mr. President, yes, if I may,
yes.
I believe the entire council had asked to be co-sponsors on this.
I think the clerk had made a note of that. Okay. And is any further discussion on this? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes. First passage.
PCO 1720 stands passed. First passage. Next item on the agenda is PCR 7020, a resolution in regards to opposition to the RIGA bills S2564 -7900 an act relating to aeronautics, airports, and landing fields, airport zoning. Committee report intergovernmental.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sinapi.
Favorable action.
Seconded by?
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Corley, Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister, and Councilwoman Travis. Any further discussion on this item? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes.
PCR 7020 stands passed. We'll move to the unanimous consent on the docket. Is there any objection from any council member? There's three items on the agenda. We'll go by each one. The first one's PCR 7420, a resolution in regards to erecting stop signs on Armstrong Avenue where it intersects with the following locations: Grimshaw Place, Hackman Place, Worth Street, Crystal Drive, and Lockwood Street. Is there any objection to hearing those? If not, Councilman Lattisaur, if you could make a motion.
Make a motion for favorable action on PCR 74-20.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Corley. Any discussion on the placement of the stop signs? Councilman McAllister.
I assume you have a traffic study, Councilman Lattisaur?
Yes, I do, Councilman McAllister. I have a traffic study. It was a rather interesting event as well, because I met with the police officer there for that traffic study. That is a cut-through street from West Shore Road up to Samuel Gorton Avenue. And we have some 20 or more youngsters that live in that neighborhood. And it produces some pretty hairy experiences, one of which the police officer and I witnessed as we were doing the very traffic study, where one person came barreling out of Lockwood Street onto Armstrong and almost sideswiped or broadsided the car on Armstrong. So it was pretty good timing for that traffic study. And I do have and have received a lot of contact from the neighbors and the parents that live in that area, all in support of this. Those are my comments. Okay. And I would request favorable action.
Is there any further questions from council members? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
Yes.
She's muted. I can't hear her.
I think he said, I heard him say
no,
yes.
No, I was muted. Mr. Marola? Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes.
Thank you. PCR 7420 stands passed. Is there any objection to hearing PCR 7520, a resolution in regard to erecting a stop sign at the intersection of Clifton Avenue and Payne Street? If not, Councilman Lattisaur, if you could make a motion.
Make a motion for favorable action on PCR 75-20.
Seconded by?
Second.
Councilman McAllister, Councilman Corley, Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman Lattisaur.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. We also have a traffic study done on this item. Actually, if you look through your package, it's a little bit unique because we've had two traffic studies completed there. The first traffic study was done without me being present on the scene because I just wasn't available at the time the officer called for me to meet him there. It's interesting to note that when these traffic studies are done, which by the way, a traffic study is the sole function of the legislative branch of government. And when these traffic studies are done, as so many other things are in life, oftentimes we go by the book and this is what the book says, or this is what the manual says, or this is what the guides say. And I think oftentimes what's missed is the human effect or the human interaction when things such as this are being reviewed. And when the police officer first went to this location and did his study, he did what he should have done, which is he referred to the manual and he made a decision. I disagreed with that decision because of significant safety issues over there involving Payne Street, where it comes into Clifton. We also have in that neighborhood three, at least that I know of, three daycare centers that operate in that neighborhood. We also have Harbor Lights golf course, as well as a marina that attracts a lot of heavy traffic that comes down Clifton Avenue. And when they are approaching the south side of Clifton Avenue from Meadowview, these trucks, even when they're going at the speed limit, they don't have the ability to stop. They certainly can't stop on the dime, and they certainly are not going to be able to stop when a youngster comes bolting out of that street on their bicycle, because they can't stop. And once we met on site and I had explained the human factors to the police officer that was conducting the traffic study, and it was mentioned about three daycare areas over there, as well as the heavy pressure of traffic on Clifton Avenue, he took into consideration the things that occur over there, the human factors, and the things that are not necessarily spelled out in a manual. And he sent me back a couple of days later favorable recommendation for installing the street signs. What I do need to do is make an amendment to this, because it says resolution in regards to erecting a stop sign at the intersection of Clifton and Payne. We need the stop sign on the north and south side of Clifton, as it results into that area. So in other words, it's not just a stop sign at the north side of Clifton, it would be a stop sign at the south side of Clifton and a stop sign on Payne Street.
Can I ask you a question on this?
Sure. Yes.
I might be looking at the wrong one, so I apologize in advance. So is the recommendation from the traffic study just for the northeast section? And then you're saying you want to add another one, or am I looking at the wrong recommendation?
Which one are you looking at? I was reading from the resolution.
Right. And then you said you wanted to change it to add
another. Okay. It says, based on the findings of this study, it is my recommendation that one stop sign be erected at the intersection of Clifton and Payne Street facing eastbound, and another stop sign be erected at the intersection of Clifton Avenue and Payne Street facing westbound, making this intersection a two-way stop. All right, that's fine. That works.
So are we clear on what we're voting on, or?
I'm clear.
Making sure he's getting what he wants and that the traffic study supports it. It's
okay.
Positive.
All right. Is there any further discussion on this resolution? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes.
PCR 7520 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 7620, a resolution in support of 202-87408, 2020-72071, an act relating to taxation, levy, and assessment of local taxes. Is there any objection to hearing this under unanimous consent? If not, Councilman Sinapi, you make a motion or move.
Move PCR 76-20.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Go ahead, Councilman Sinapi.
So this bill basically just addresses an issue that was created by a recent court case where right now everyone could roll in at the end of the year and contest their tax bill for that whole year and obviously cause a big issue. And Neil is on standby if need be to help explain any questions that anyone might have. Help address any questions anyone might have, sorry.
Is Neil still with us, sir?
I am.
Oh, Neil, you want to just give us your opinion as to why we should approve this?
Sure. So this is something that was put forth by the League of City Towns. I've been working with Peter Schaefer. Peter has asked that all city councils and town councils pass a resolution in support of these two bills. The intent of the legislation here is to clarify, really, because in my mind, the law is already clear, but it's to clarify that the assessments are not supposed to be looked at each December 31st if there are market changes, but rather only at the market at the last revaluation. So when the market goes up, nobody's asking us to raise the assessment. So conversely, when the market goes down, we shouldn't be looking to lower the assessments. The problem is, as Anthony said, we have this court case that was a Supreme Court case that went against the cities and towns. So that sets a very valid precedent. I think there's some issues with the way it was tried, but it is what it is at this point. Due to the COVID situation, I do have to say, in all likelihood, we're going to see some major drops in some of our market segments in the real estate market. Right now, the residential is still increasing, but I got to think the hospitality industry, the restaurants, the hotels, certainly the retail are not going to look so bright a year from now. I think we are safe with the current December 31st because we didn't even know the word COVID when we set the assessments. But coming forward for next year's tax bill, if we don't get a resolution passed, or I should say the General Assembly doesn't enact this legislation, we could have some very dire situations in the city with our finances. So definitely urge you all to pass this resolution and vote for favorable action. And I'll answer any other questions you might have.
Thank you. Is there any other questions from council members on this? Any other questions? If not, a yes will be to approve PCR 7620, and the clerk will call the roll.
Carolla?
Yes.
Mr. Qualley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes.
PCR 7620 stands passed. So we're still under unanimous consent. I'll go to Ward 1. Anything for unanimous consent? We're not?
Oh.
Pass.
Okay.
Pass.
So 2 is passed, 3.
I have a question, Councilman Lattiser. Sir, do you plan on doing something for the police department and unanimous consent?
I have that ready too.
Oh, you have it ready as well? Okay, pass.
Pass. So we're going to Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5.
Anything all right, so consent? To answer the question, my understanding from Billy Walsh and Mr. Conley and the Colonel, it is not necessary to take that issue up under unanimous consent because the time frame of doing it at the regular council meeting on the September 9th will not incur any issues for the police department with regard to those educational expenditures. I believe that's what you're referring to, Councilman Hopp.
Yes, it is, sir. I thought we had to put on the unanimous consent today to address it on the 9th so we can get it over with.
I think, I believe that a docketed item tonight would go on the calendar for September. Is that correct?
That's what I was told.
May I speak? Yeah.
I'm going to defer to the attorney.
Mr. President, this item was intended to be docketed tonight, but it just had an issue and didn't make it in a timely fashion. We do have communications from the Deputy Chief of Police, Mark Ulucci, who indicated that there was no immediate nature of needing to deal with it this evening, and that prompt attention on September 9th would be satisfactory, paraphrasing, of course, and that this item should be eligible by the clerk to return to that docket accordingly.
Okay.
Because, Mr. President, for clarification, because just for my understanding, because it was already docketed in the past.
That's correct.
Understood. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Okay. Is there any? Okay, so we went to Ward 5. Ward 6, anything for unanimous consent?
Pass.
Ward 7.
Pass.
Ward 8. Pass.
An abundance of caution. The police thing that we're talking about is the education or reimbursement, right?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's correct.
Yes,
it was.
Yes, Councilman, we had an indication that there are no payments pending, but they are anticipated shortly, and they believe that prompt attention on the 9th would be satisfactory based on the timeline of these.
Oh, that works for me. I just want to make sure we weren't somehow all talking about a different police thing that have been awkward. So pass.
Ward 9 passes. Councilwoman Travis, if you could move us into the docket session.
If there be no further business of this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
Councilwoman Travis moves us to the docket session. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Council stands in the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket?
Pass.
2.
One item, an ordinance in regard to a four-way stop at the intersection of Elm Street and Cherry Street.
Public safety. Ward 3.
Three items, an ordinance in regards to no through trucking on Sand Pond Road and Buckland Avenue.
Public safety.
Second item is a resolution in regards to local traffic only on Sand Pond Road and Buckland Avenue.
Public safety.
And the third item, Mr. President, is a requiring the engineering department to create an informational guidelines concerning Bucky Brook project.
Intergovernmental.
Thank you.
Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5. Your mic's
not on.
I have two. One is a resolution. The tentative title is a resolution in regards to yield signs at the following locations, which is West Shore Road facing north and south. And I do have an accompanying police study for favorable action.
Okay, so we'll go to public safety on that.
The other item is a resolution and it's a resolution in regards to the Bayside Sewer Project, and the content is WSA in the city to sign and issue the contract to D'Amber Construction without further delay.
We'll go to finance. Ward 7. I'm sorry, Ward 6.
Pass.
Ward 7.
Pass.
Ward 8.
Pass.
Ward 9 passes, and the council meeting stands adjourned. Have a good evening.